Well, good morning and welcome to the Evan Bray Show. Great to have you here on a Friday morning, making our way to lunchtime. Don't forget Green and White Prognostications coming up at 12 noon today because the Riders, of course, in action tonight. Home game, pregame, or a preseason game, I should say, against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Well, this is going to be such an interesting conversation. I'm looking forward to my next guest who is joining me in studio. How often do you think about your brain health? Now, I'm not talking about mental health. I'm talking about brain health. It's a fascinating conversation. While our brain isn't a muscle, it can be compared to one because of the qualities where it can be strengthened and improved through exercise and training. So what does training look like that requires maybe to better our relationship with our brain, make it work better for us in our day-to-day lives? Dr. Holly Bardutz is here with me in studio. She founded the Brain Health and Wellness Lab at the University of Regina. She's a principal researcher. So if there's anyone who understands what's going on up there for us, it's the doctor that we have in studio. Dr. Bardutz, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Great to have you here. How did you get into this kind of research, brain health research?
Well, I started out in vet medicine, if you can believe it. So I have all the sciences from the vet medicine beginning, so chemistry, biology, things like that. And then I hurt my knee, and then I couldn't be a veterinarian because my knee was damaged. So I had to have a different career, and I love kids. I've always loved kids. So I thought, I will go into education. So along that route, at the time, if you had French as a background, you'd be more likely to get a job. Mm-hmm. So I used the science classes for electives to get an education degree. Mm-hmm. And French I had to learn. And then I needed to take one course in this elective, which was linguistics. So then I was fascinated with linguistics. Now, going down that path, the same time, my dad developed a brain tumor on the language part of his brain. So he was losing his language. In the hospital, he would drop a fork and call it a knife. And he would introduce me to the nurse as his niece instead of his daughter. Mm. So this was all fascinating to me.
Sure.
And at the same time, I was babysitting a little guy who was learning language. So he was learning language in the same opposite way that my dad was unlearning language.
Wow.
So with all this science I have and an interest in language, I became very interested in neurolinguistics. So I went on to finish a degree in linguistics, then neurolinguistics. Then I became fascinated with the brain. So I did a PhD in the brain and brain health. And that's how I got interested in brain health. And I learned that your brain does not have to deteriorate as you get older. Your brain can maintain and even improve over time. I was so excited about that. I wanted the world to know.
Yeah, I love this conversation. We're talking again with Dr. Holly Bardutz, who is the founding director and principal researcher at the Brain Health and Wellness Lab, University of Regina. So let's talk a little bit about ways that people can maintain and really improve brain health.
Okay, it's fun.
It's fun. I knew you were going to be
so
enthusiastic about this.
Fun.
Okay.
Okay, a lot of it is just doing what you should do for, you know, we talk about heart health, brain health, the same kind of thing. So it's lifestyle things and it is cognitively challenging yourself. That's huge. So keep doing what you enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. So get out of the same old routine with your thought processes, because if you keep telling your brain, we are still interested in learning, your brain will adapt and keep learning.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
Can I just jump in and ask?
Of course.
Yeah. Because I think even, you know, the conversations I have on this station every day are with people that are really interested in critical conversation. So it's not just mundane entertainment. It's thinking critically about things and engaging in debate. And it's all about learning. I feel like I'm helping people's brain health every day.
You are, but I also want to encourage people to think not just hard thinking things, but anything that is fun.
Okay.
Trying to juggle, trying to socialize with people you enjoy socializing with. Mm-hmm. If you have a hobby, do it. Do it not just to make the socks from crocheting, but to learn how to crochet. So the enjoyment, the doing it is important.
Can we talk about the relationship between the brain and a couple of things? I want to talk about the brain and the heart. Mm-hmm. And I know I've heard you talk about the relationship between the brain and sleep. Let's start with the heart first.
Okay. Brain and heart are very closely related. It's all the cardiovascular system. Mm-hmm. So what is good for the brain is good for the heart. What is good for the heart is good for the brain. So things like stress is not good for the heart. It's not good for the brain either. So cholesterol, those kind of things, there's a very close tie between the brain and the heart. And so anything like cholesterol, high blood pressure, that kind of thing. But nutrition, there's a special diet that is for the brain that nutritionists have developed, but it's very close related to what you would find in a heart healthy diet.
Right.
So sleep, exercise, socialization, all those things that even our grandmothers knew, like we're better in community, we're better together. Mm-hmm. So heart and brain, very close related. What's good for the brain is good for the heart.
This is interesting stuff. Dr. Holly Bardutz is my guest again, the Brain and Health Wellness Lab at the University of Regina. So do you find people have a predisposition to deterioration in their brain? Like I'm thinking about people who become diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Let's yes. Say. I asked Evan this before because I didn't want to put him on the spot. So I'm interviewing him right now.
Yeah.
So Evan, do you have Alzheimer's in your family?
Yeah. My grandmother, my mom's mom had Alzheimer's.
Okay. So let's talk about you.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on my show this morning, Evan.
I hope there's going to be no hard questions.
There's not going to be any hard questions. Okay. So why I'm bringing up your family history is, yes, there is a genetic predisposition to get Alzheimer's disease. Mm-hmm. And but the exciting news is, and it's a very positive message, is if you have the gene from one parent that you would get Alzheimer's, you have 30% chance of getting it. If you have the gene from both parents of Alzheimer's, you would have a 60% chance of getting it. Mm-hmm. It's just percentages. It doesn't mean you're going to get it. But this is from science, and this is what I want the world to know. Starting with Saskatchewan, Evan Bray Show, is that even if you have the genetics for it, it doesn't mean it's going to be in your future. With the lifestyle factors that I teach in the brain health classes, based on the science, mm-hmm. you can reduce your chances by 30% of getting Alzheimer's.
Wow.
So you have it on one side. We don't even know if you inherited it, but if you did,
yes.
30% chance. You join my program, you join my classes, and we can get you back to zero.
Wow.
That is so exciting.
That is fascinating.
That is what I want everyone to know.
And I want to talk about your classes. Dr. Holly Bardutz is my guest again from the University of Regina. So you've got an 8-week brain health and fitness course. I'm really curious to know what it entails.
Okay. So when I did my PhD, it was a scholar practitioner program. They were interested not in making just academics, but academics who have a practical application for the world. That was very important to them. So I did all my research on what goes into brain health, and then I designed an 8-week course based on the latest research. So what happens is it's all in a social component, because socialization is really important for people. And you and I are probably very social. Mm-hmm. I just saw Evan at an event on Friday night.
Yeah.
So we're social.
You're right.
But some people are not. Some people are isolated. So it's all in a group community. And then you come together and you have different themes of the class. And it could be sleep and the brain, nutrition and the brain, exercise in the brain, stress, socialization. So you come in, you meet as a group, and then you have the educational component. Then there's a break, because you can only take in so much information at once before you need a break. And then we bring in an activity, when you talked about cognitive challenges, deep thinking, but it's also fun. It's also playing with a yo-yo. It's anything that tells your brain, okay, this person still wants to keep going. We need to do new things.
Right. I love it. So so it's an 8-week course. Is it, how many hours does that work out to be?
It's about, I do two options right now. I do in person, and those classes fill within a number of hours.
Sure.
So I have a 3-year wait list for that.
Oh my gosh.
I can't reach the people. I'm very passionate. I care so much about people. So now I've developed an online program so you can come in online. I'm trying to scale it so I can reach more people. So in person or online, and then you come together. There's about 12 or 16 of you, and you stay together as a group. And then that's how the program works.
Where can people see and find out more about this?
Email me.
Just send you an email?
Yeah, email me and I can get you if you want to go online, which of course we can reach people all over Saskatchewan, all over Canada, or in person.
We just snapped a quick picture before this interview. So we'll throw that on our Facebook page and we'll put your email on there as well so people can get a hold of you. But it is hollybardutz@uregina.ca.
Right. And don't get discouraged if you hear, hey, there's a 3-year wait list, because we're trying to figure this out. I'm trying to do a train the trainer program online. So don't get discouraged. I'll get you in.
Yeah. What are the demographics? Are young people signing up?
I'm so glad you asked.
Yeah. like old guys like me could take the class?
Yes. Ideally, it was for older adults. That was out of my PhD program, which I do not call older adults. We're developing adults.
Okay. I like the way you're slanting this, Holly.
I got that linguistic background. It changes everything. If I call a group of people, we're not just worried about maintaining. You're still developing, and we are still developing. Mm-hmm. And if you're okay, so developing adults. So it started with older adults over the age of 65, but now I have people 50 and up. I have some people who've had COVID and they have long haul COVID. So they're in their 40s. But this is so exciting because the research is showing the best time to affect your future brain health is when you're middle age.
Mm-hmm.
So the research shows that demographically, if we're going to change the future, we want to get younger people into it. It's that time. You can actually make new neurons. You, Evan Bray, can make new neurons your whole entire life.
It's interesting. Fascinating stuff. Do you think there's a lot of misconceptions out there about the brain?
For sure. Yeah. When I was an undergraduate student, just like last week, we were told you can't make new brain cells. Mm-hmm. But now we know within the last little while, you can make new brain cells. You don't necessarily do it, but you can. Are you going to ask me how?
Why not?
Okay. Whose interview is this?
I was going to say, who's running the show? Yeah. I'm just here for the ride today.
Okay. Sorry. I was prepared.
I like it.
I tried to imagine what you might ask me. Okay. So how do you make new brain cells? Two steps.
Okay.
The first step is to exercise aerobically. So you do not have to train for marathons. You don't even have to go to a gym. You just have to walk quickly enough or do something that you're breathing a little faster, bringing that oxygen in. That's the first step. 3 times a week, 20 minutes a time. That's it. Mm-hmm. The second part is you have to cognitively challenge yourself. So it's just like planting a seed in a pot, in a garden. If you just put the seed in but don't give it the right nutrients, the seed won't flourish. Mm-hmm. But if you put the seed in and give it the right nutrients, the seed will become a really good plant. Now, that's the basics. That's kind of the first class. And if that's all you did, great. You never came back, you got a good start. But beyond that, then it gets a little more complicated, because if you are chronically stressed, or if you are a drug addict, or if you never sleep, or you eat potato chips and all that, you're not still going to flourish your brain. But first step, exercise 3 times a week and cognitively challenge yourself.
Really good advice. And people that take your course, this brain health and fitness course, I'm guessing are building up a bit of an understanding of things they can take away and do for the rest of their life. This course is setting them up for future success.
It is, for sure. Yeah.
We didn't get a chance to talk about it. I've only got a minute yet, but I was curious to know a little bit more about the brain and sleep. Because that's something that anytime we do a talk on the show about sleep, there's a lot of interest in it. So tell me how those two are related in the last minute or so we've got.
1 minute.
I know, Holly, but you're a good talker.
I will do my very best. Yeah. Okay. 1 minute. Okay. When you sleep, your brain does a number of functions. And if I only have 1 minute, my students out there know that I'm really cutting this short, because it's the whole class, honestly.
Sure.
But 2 main things happen. One, your brain cleans itself while you sleep.
Okay.
And it cleans out the plaque. It cleans out the debris of the day. Secondly, everything that happened that day, all the things that happened, it's going to take that and it's going to make memories. Mm. And it's going to make short-term memories don't matter.
There's some filing overnight is what you're
talking about. Files and refiles, and is creative and takes everything that happens and puts it into old information and new information and decides what's worth keeping and what's not worth keeping.
Right.
All that happens when you sleep. So it's really important that you sleep.
You are the perfect combination of knowledgeable and excited, enthusiastic about your work.
I'm trying to speak slow because I get passionate and I speed up.
Dr. Bartitz, this has been really good. I know there'll be people that'll be reaching out and interested in learning a little bit more about the brain health and fitness course that you offered. And I hope you'll come back and visit us again soon.
Thank you.
Dr. Holly Bartitz, who is the founding director and principal researcher at the Brain Health and Wellness Lab at the University of Regina. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.